Chapter 36.
May it please the court, I have new evidence to introduce.
Tahiri stiffened. Beside her, Ermuth's ear twitched.
At this late hour?
He murmured, then rose.
Your Honor, the defense demands to know the nature and the source of this so-called new evidence.
Approach the bench, Judge Zudon said, waving them both forward.
The two obeyed, and three heads bent together. There were sharp, sibilant whispers for several moments. Ermuth's ear twitched like mad. Tahiri felt her heart sink. He returned, sat down beside her, and whispered in her ear.
It's a recording that was allegedly made of your conversation with Galad Pelion.
What?
She yelped. She couldn't help it, and he placed a furred hand on her shoulder, gently to quiet her.
It passed all tests. It appears to be genuine. I'll try to stop them from playing it right now, but if I cannot, I will have my own experts examine it. And trust me, I have quite expert experts.
He smiled, trying to bolster her. It was useless. She knew what she had said, what she had done, and her attorney's intense efforts to play on the jury's sympathy were about to be blasted to bits, and nothing that anyone could do or say would change their minds once this was heard. Deccan swept forward, his robes fluttering behind him, his voice almost but not quite as melodious as Ermuth's.
"Gentle beings of the jury," he began. "I realize that it is late in the process, but what you are about to hear is information that is absolutely vital to your decision regarding Tahiri Vela's guilt or innocence. I am unable to reveal my sources, but I can assure you that before I decided to bring this evidence to light, I had it verified. What you are about to hear is the genuine article."
He paused, looked about with an imperious mien.
"You are about to hear a murder, gentle beings. The murder of a 92-year-old unarmed man at the hands of this woman."
He pointed to Tahiri, extending a long blue finger accusatorily. She kept her face neutral somehow.
"The defense would like you to think that Tahiri was a poor, muddled, misguided, lovesick girl lured to the dark side, only temporarily, mind you, by an extremely powerful Sith Lord. My esteemed colleague would have you believe that she was merely following orders, that she is as much a victim as Admiral Galad Pelion himself. What you are about to hear, gentle beings, is the truth of the matter."
"Objection!"
Ermuth was on his feet.
"Your Honor, I request a 24-hour delay to verify the accuracy of this so-called true recording before it is played before the jury."
"Objection overruled."
"But, Your Honor, if it does transpire that the recording has been falsified or tampered with in any way, the jury will have already been swayed by it. It is hard to forget something once it has been heard, even if later one knows it is false."
Deccan glared at him.
"I hardly think the jury is so shallow as to believe something that is later proven to be a fake, Counselor Boitu,"
Judge Zudan said.
"If the evidence proves false, the jury will not consider it in their deliberation. And sit down before I hold you in contempt of court."
Ermuth stayed standing for a moment longer, then took his seat.
"I have the utmost faith in the decency of juries," he said. "Rest assured, I will have this recording thoroughly analyzed."
Tahiri had a feeling that it would just be a waste of time and credits. She remembered that day with painful clarity, and she suspected that somehow someone had caught every word of those awful moments.